Here's your cruise news briefs for Thursday, June 17th, 2021. Back in studio after driving 2,200 miles from Salt Lake City to Jacksonville. Fun drive there. A lot of stops along the way. The first deal has been cut for the first ship in Royal Caribbean's new Icon class. Fittingly, the line has revealed that the initial vessel of the three will be named Icon of the Seas. The ceremony was held at Meyer Turku Shipyard in Finland, where Royal Caribbean's first LNG-powered ship will be constructed with its debut scheduled for fall of 23. Two more ships are set to follow in 2025 and 26. And this past weekend, the small port communities of Haines and Skagway, Alaska, welcomed their first cruise ship since 2019. 80 passengers aboard the small coastal ship American Constellation spent Friday in Skagway and then Saturday in Haines. This past weekend's visit was one of 12 scheduled visits aboard American Constellation that are scheduled to dock in Haines this summer. In the coming months, ships from Norwegian and Royal Caribbean are also scheduled to visit Skagway. And the new survey from Expedia is giving us even more confirmation that cruising is making a stronger than ever comeback. It says 44% of new cruise bookings are for 2021, with 20% of them being this summer. Also, despite cruises costing more per person than pre-pandemic levels, people are still price shopping and comparing across different cruise lines. Coming in after value was booking a cruise based on how environmentally friendly the cruise line is. And cruise stocks were up on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation up 2.5%, 29.29. Royal Caribbean up 2%, 88.56. And Norwegian up 2.7%, 31.70. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.